Welcome to the Open House podcast site. Available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Got you in the groove? This is our chance to kick back against all the bad news that seems to dominate our world tonight. A very old friend of mine, or a long-standing friend, let me put it that way, because he's not that old. Andrew Heslop, in what seems another lifetime ago for both of us, was my producer on a breakfast radio program I did in Adelaide 25 years ago. He's much more renowned than that, and deservedly so, as the founder of Neighbour Day. It's an initiative he came up with 8 years ago that quite literally takes up that great giving command, love your neighbour as yourself. And there have been heaps of wonderful touching stories of the great power of Neighbour Day for good. Andrew Heslop, welcome to Open House.
Hello and thanks for joining us.
That's right. That's our old saying. Ain't it great to be in a radio studio again? But enough of that.
And we've never done this.
No, we haven't.
In all that time.
You've always been on the other side of the glass. So it's great to have you here at last, even though it's taken a quarter of a century. Let's go back to March 2003, when you first came up with this idea of Neighbour Day. Where did it come from, Andrew?
It came from a really sad situation in Melbourne where an elderly woman was found dead in her home, and she'd been there for 2 years. And over that period of time, her neighbours had walked past her front door every day, and they had seen the piles of newspapers and mail and store catalogues building up, but they didn't make a connection between an elderly woman living alone and something being wrong. And it was only until one of the neighbours eventually worked out she hadn't seen Elsie Brown for a considerable period of time that they called the police. Victoria Police broke in and discovered her remains wrapped up in a blanket on the sofa upstairs, where the coroner estimated she'd gone to sleep sometime in January 2001. And so I wrote a letter to the editor of The Age. I'd just been the National Communications Manager for Australian Red Cross. And I just proposed a day, the last Sunday in March, to be the day to reconnect with your neighbours and to check up on elderly and vulnerable people who you knew lived in your street.
Just an idea out of your head.
Just an idea out of my head.
There was such a media response to that story, wasn't there?
Yeah, that's right. And it really created a lot of controversy on talk radio all around the country, principally because I think all of us thought, how would we have felt if that was my mother, my sister, my aunt, you know, an extended member of my family? I'm disconnected from them because I live on the other side of the country. I'd at least like the reassurance that the neighbours are going to be there to help. And, of course, you know, that didn't happen. And that's why, you know, Neighbour Day came about, because it was a catalyst for change.
Which is, it's so admirable, because the knee-jerk thing to do on Talkback, which is why I love this segment, the good news, is to just whinge about it and complain about it and then on to the next story. But somebody stands up and actually does something about it.
Yeah, and I think people of all ages, and not principally people 55 plus who traditionally listen to Talkback Radio, you know, people our age and much younger, just thought, wow, you know, really did stop people in their tracks. And I think that's been one of the reasons for success of Neighbour Day, is because we can all relate to it.
Yes. Were there people in your own life or family that inspired you to think at that kind of level? Because it's a bit of different thinking.
Yeah, my neighbour in Albert Park at the time, Clive Taylor, who was in his late 80s, and he and his partner Joan lived, you know, on the other side of the fence. And despite our front door always being open, Clive would always come and knock and wait to be acknowledged before he came into the house. But you watch programs like Neighbours and Home and Away, where there are characters like Harold and Celia and Lynn, you know, the local busybodies, and they're written into those shows for comic relief. We know that. But there are many people in the community who think that if they connect with their neighbours and even just say hello to them, they could end up with a person like that taking over their lives and never leaving their house. And I think that's a really sad and a very negative downside to those programs, because I think it's made a lot of people nervous about talking to the people next door.
It's an interesting age in which we live, because when I was growing up as a kid, if you had someone knock at your door, it wouldn't be that unusual.
That's right.
These days, this happens in my family. Someone knocks on your door, we all look around, who's that? It is a very different dynamic in terms of community today, isn't it?
It is. And part of also the inspiration was my grandparents growing up with them in Adelaide, and they lived at Semaphore. And one of the things that they did was not drive. They deliberately left the car at home, but they walked to the shops and walked to the beach and walked to the supermarket and walked to the railway station, and along the way had a nodding acquaintance with the people up the street and around the corner. And over the last, say, 30 years, we've built suburbs on the fringes of our cities, which are entirely car dependent.
Yes.
Consequently, we've got a national obesity epidemic because we don't do enough exercise. And we've lost that immediate connection through walking and exercise that being part of the community encourages. And so I think one of the things about Neighbour Day is also encouraging people to know who lives around the corner, not even to be their best friend, but just to say g'day. And, you know, through disasters like Black Saturday, through Tropical Cyclone Yasi, there are many, many circumstances when neighbours met for the first time, despite having lived next door to each other for 20 or more years.
And will be rusted on friends from now on.
That's absolutely right.
As a result of what goes on. From where you've seen this take off, what do you think it is about these many people who've taken up the Neighbour Day thing that's led them to look beyond themselves?
I think it's that...
Is it in all of us, do you reckon?
Yeah, look, I think it is. And I think you don't have to be someone who's especially community-minded to be able to say to the person next door or across the street, if you live in a house, a farm, or on an apartment, to say, g'day, I'm Andrew. Here's my mobile phone number. If there's ever an issue or a problem or something you need a hand with, don't be a stranger. Give me a call. And I think many of us are scared by the television programs to make that connection. We're certainly happy with technology today to talk to somebody on the other side of the world who we're never likely to meet face-to-face and sometimes share rude photographs with.
Yes.
But we're not prepared to go a couple of metres to the person next door who is there 24 hours a day.
Because maybe they're too close.
Maybe.
And my new best friend could become a complete monster that takes over my life. So there is a bit of fear in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think all of us need to be reassured that there is somebody around us to be able to help out in an emergency. When we move home, as you've done recently, you meet new people.
Yeah.
That new connection.
It's a pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah. Before we get to some of the better stories of how Neighbour Day has worked brilliantly in the lives of many, and they are treasure stories, I want you to tell us about the amazing opportunities you've had around Australia, indeed around the world, to promote this. Because you're now quite famous, aren't you?
Not as famous as you.
That's the right part to say.
In 2008, I was asked to speak at the United Nations about Neighbour Day, which was amazing. To be able to march up to the front door of the UN and go through all the security screening, and there everything is. And that was a really, really life-changing experience for me because, you know, you don't get much bigger than the UN.
Terrific.
I've had letters of support from Prince Charles, Bill Clinton, Kofi Annan, which was the catalyst to go to the United Nations in 2008. And I think the enthusiasm for such a basic idea is one that drives all of us. You don't, as I said, have to be the best neighbour in the world to connect with the person next door. All you've got to do is share and be there. And I think one of those, you know, really driving parts of who we are as individuals is that underlying sense of needing to be needed. And you can do that with the person who lives next door or across the street.
Yes. Kevin Rudd, I remember, endorsed Neighbour Day.
He was the first Prime Minister. He was the first Prime Minister to step up. Julia Gillard did it again this year. Progressively over the years, each state premier and ACT and NT chief minister has signed up. Lord mayors from all over the place. Mayors, you know, other local community leaders have been there and endorsed the day, which is pretty exciting.
Well, you would, wouldn't you? It's a no-brainer to me. Now, tell us a few of the snapshots of the many thousands of heartwarming stories about Neighbour Day. Just run a few past us.
I think one of the most touching was a situation where a neighbour was undergoing cancer treatment on the north coast of New South Wales, a young lady, and during that time, her neighbours decided that they were going to stump up and help her out, look after the pets, look after the garden, do all of those sorts of things that you expect your neighbours to do. And then they helped her through her recovery, which was a pretty amazing situation. And then after a short period of time, within 6 months, the neighbour who looked after her came down with cancer. And wow. So the situation was reversed. And yeah, you wouldn't read about it.
No.
But it goes to show the lengths that people who aren't related by blood will go to look after somebody in need close by.
And how it can bounce back in your benefit. Mm-hmm. It's not why you'd do it in the first place, but yes. What are some of the other stories?
Well, there was a story when a woman, Jill Williams, and I'm picking this up out of some of the fantastic news coverage that's come all around the country. She was diagnosed with leukemia, and she and her husband, Frank, had to drop everything and get down to Brisbane. But the neighbours took care of the garden, looked after the dog. They were away for 15 months, and they had their life put back together again.
Yeah. There's one very special story about a meringue pie. I know that one. Tell us about that one.
When one of Sonia Sarut's twin sons was fighting for his life in Melbourne in hospital, her neighbour Sheila Murray baked her a lemon meringue pie. In 2001, Ms. Sarut's newborn baby Patrick, who needed 12 operations in the first year of his life, died on a hospital bed three times. And Ms. Sarut will never forget coming home from hospital late at night to find the pie on her doorstep. She says, "I just ate it in all in one go. I just cried and ate the pie. I don't think I'll ever forget that as long as I live." These are great stories that through the partnership that News Community Media has with Neighbour Day, which is Cumberland Courier in New South Wales, Quest in Brisbane, Messenger in South Australia, Leader in Victoria, Community News in WA, the journos who participate in Neighbour Day go out and find these stories about real people in real communities doing real things for each other. And it's easy to come up with an idea like Neighbour Day and give people advice about how to participate and whether you want to run a street party with your neighbours or have them round for afternoon tea or you want to participate in a council-run and managed local event. These are the kind of stories that really do bring people together.
It must have so warmed your heart. It must be so gratifying to see the way this has played out.
It is. It is enormously gratifying. Yeah. And it is something that you, when you start off an idea like this, you think, oh, look, it'll run for a couple of years and that'll be it. And 10 years on, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every year.
And it may be going international.
Yes, I hope so. Hmm. Yeah, I really would hope so. There's a very strong interest from the United Nations for the Australian government to formally endorse the day, take it off to the UN and have it created as an official United Nations observance day, which would be ratified by the General Assembly. And then that could lead to an International Year of Neighbourliness being declared. Yes. Truly.
All started with my mate.
Yeah.
You are the great reason for, you're my only claim to fame. Now. Let me officially declare it across the nation on Open House. So,
you're very kind.
Yeah. And you've seen it play out in your kind of communities?
Yes, absolutely. I travel extensively around Australia, talking at public events and participating in community forums. And it really is gratifying to see how many people, without any incentive other than a shared belief in strong, healthy, connected communities want to participate in Neighbour Day. Mm. And it's even more gratifying that councils and other groups like residents' associations have also decided that they want to take part in this and participate by organising, you know, a major fair in a public park. It's hard to believe that you could write an indignant letter to the editor of The Age and 10 years on see something so meaningful. I went this year in Sydney to the Kirribilli public housing flats, which if you drive across the bridge, they're just there, Greenway Apartments on the eastern side of the bridge. And a local Christian group, a local church group, runs a Neighbour Day activity every year for the public housing residents in that estate. And it's just a beautiful story of people from a diverse range of backgrounds, a diverse range of human experiences come together, many of them whose language is, first language is not English, but they congregate and share food and conversation and companionship.
They are on our list for this segment.
Excellent.
Bravo to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
It's great to see you. And all hail to Neighbour Day 2012.
Mm-hmm.
When is that?
Sunday, the 27th of March next year.
Okay. Andrew Heslop, one more time.
Neighbourday.org. Thank you very much.
Okay. All the best. Across Australia, this is Open House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.